Today is Wednesday, February 19th. What to know today about the high-profile people President Trump is letting off the hook. Bloomberg's big debate debut tonight, and a landmark decision in India. Plus, the first tech workers to unionize and the iconic castle getting a makeover. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. President Trump is intervening in a bunch of old cases of white-collar crimes. The New York Times reports Trump went on a clemency spree yesterday. He pardoned seven people and shortened the prison sentences of four others. One of the most well-known cases is that of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, who was also a contestant on the old reality show with Trump, The Apprentice. Blagojevich was found guilty of corruption. While he was governor, he tried to sell President Obama's vacated Senate seat. So Blagojevich was sentenced to 14 years in prison. He served eight. President Trump says that was plenty. So Trump commuted his sentence, meaning Blagojevich is getting out of prison early. In fact, CBS News reports he was released yesterday. The prosecutors who worked the case are not happy about this. They sent out a statement saying, yes, Trump has the right to do this, but they reminded people about the crimes, saying Blagojevich extorted the CEO of a children's hospital, withholding funds for sick children until the CEO issued campaign contributions. Even some Republicans put out a statement saying they're disappointed in Trump's decision to let Blagojevich out early. They say it goes against Trump's promise to, quote, drain the swamp, or in other words, take corruption out of politics. But President Trump moved forward, calling himself the, quote, chief law enforcement officer, and saying it's time Blagojevich went home to be with his family. Trump also commuted the sentences of others convicted of drug-related crimes and fraud, and he pardoned seven others, which forgives people of their crimes altogether. One went to a former New York City police commissioner who was convicted of tax fraud, while another went to former 49ers owner Edward DeBartolo Jr., who got in trouble back in the 90s for his role in an extortion case. Fox News says a few NFL greats like Jerry Rice showed their support for this decision. And all of those pardoned have gone on to live pretty productive lives, so the White House says they should be given a pass. Well, candidate and billionaire Michael Bloomberg will make his debate debut tonight at the ninth Democratic presidential debate, this time in Las Vegas. NBC News reports Bloomberg qualified for a debate for the very first time. The former New York City mayor needed to rank high enough in one more poll to make the cut, and he did it yesterday. A new poll puts him in second place nationally behind Bernie Sanders. So voters will finally get to see him go toe-to-toe with the other frontrunners in the race to become the Democrat who challenges President Trump in November. The other billionaire in the race, Tom Steyer, did not make the cut for this debate. So the other candidates taking the stage tonight in Vegas, just ahead of the Nevada caucuses on Saturday, will be Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, Bernie Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren. As a reminder, Sanders and Buttigieg came out on top during the first two state contests in Iowa and New Hampshire, but Nevada might shake things up this weekend. It's a far more diverse state with more Black and Latino voters who might have different priorities. Tonight's debate starts at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. You can watch it on NBC News and MSNBC or stream it online. India's Supreme Court ruled in favor of equal rights in its armed forces. CNN says that means for the first time, all women will now be eligible for the same promotions, ranks, and benefits as their male counterparts in the Indian Army. It's a landmark decision and a big win for women officers who have been campaigning for this change for a long time now. A quick update now on NASCAR driver Ryan Newman. He was in a horrific crash during the Daytona 500 this week. Now he's said to be awake and talking, though he is still in the hospital. Newman was leading the race on Monday night when he crashed on the final lap. His car was going about 200 miles per hour when it flipped, hit another car, and eventually caught fire. His race team sent out an update saying he appreciates all the concern and thoughtful messages from across the country. Well, SpaceX is one step closer to sending tourists to space. The Verge says SpaceX signed a deal with Space Adventures. That's a U.S. space tourism business that already helped seven different private citizens take trips to the International Space Station aboard a Russian spacecraft. Now it'll help SpaceX send up to four private citizens even higher in space by early 2022. They did not release all the details just yet, but the passengers would apparently spend up to 5 days in space orbiting the Earth. It probably won't happen until SpaceX first flies NASA's astronauts to and from the International Space Station. Space.com says those trips are expected to begin later this year. Other spaceflight companies like Virgin Galactic and Blue Origin are also working on space tourism. The Verge says Virgin Galactic plans to send its first passenger to space later this year. All right, we have more news ahead, but first, a quick break for our sponsor this week, Blinkist. Blinkist is a go-to app for learning new things quickly and on the go. And it is great if you're like me and you love both personal and professional development, but can't always find the time to read every book on your list. Blinkist works on your phone, tablet, or web browser, and it gives you the key takeaways, the need-to-know main points from thousands of nonfiction books, so you can read them or listen to them in just about 15 minutes. It's great for a quick commute, or I like to read Blinkist whenever I'm waiting around for something and still want to be productive and not just scrolling on social media. There's a huge library to choose from. Check out popular books like Sea Stories, My Life in Special Operations, or Crashed, How a Decade of Financial Crises Changed the World. And right now, Blinkist has a special offer. Go to Blinkist.com/news to try it free for 7 days and save 25% off your new subscription. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial and save 25% off at Blinkist.com/news. Now, back to the news. Employees at the crowdfunding platform Kickstarter just voted to form a union, making them the first workers at a major tech company to take this step. NBC News reports employees will now go to the bargaining table with Kickstarter management for a contract, fighting for things like equal pay, more diversity in hiring, and transparency. It comes after a year and a half battle, but now Kickstarter management said they support and respect the workers' decision to unionize. Employees at tech companies haven't really unionized in the past, since they are known to get high salaries and generous benefits and perks already. But now it comes at a time when tech workers at various companies have wanted more of a say about some of the activities they view as unethical or questionable without fear of retaliation. Yet, while some workers at Google, Amazon, and other companies have started to come together, they haven't formed unions. Another automaker is getting into self-driving cars. Jaguar Land Rover is the latest. It revealed its electric self-driving shuttle, known right now as Project Vector, though it's only a concept car for now. The Verge says the shuttle can be adjusted for private or shared trips or for a delivery service. Unlike some other self-driving shuttles, this one will have a driver's seat and normal controls just in case. Even though this is just a concept car for now, Jaguar Land Rover says it hopes to start testing some version of this new vehicle by next year. Match.com just announced another new safety feature. This one is called Date Check-In. It lets users pick 3 emergency contacts that will get information about the date, like the person's name and the date's location and time. CNET says during the date, Match will then send a text asking if something is wrong. If the user on the date replies yes, Match will let their friends know. Of course, 911 is the way to go if they're in danger, but this feature is meant to help if a date is acting strange or creepy. Dating app Tinder, which is owned by Match, also has similar safety features. The iconic Cinderella Castle at Walt Disney World in Florida is getting a makeover, all in honor of the 70th anniversary of the classic animated film Cinderella. We don't know a lot about the changes yet, but Business Insider says mock-ups of the new castle show the current blue and gray outside being replaced by pink, navy, and gold. Renovations will start soon and last through the summer, but the castle should stay open in the process. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, where we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. And today we're talking about how companies are changing their ways to deal with the growing need for tech workers, looking not just at elite universities like they used to, but also looking to hire people without college degrees at all. CNBC reports major firms like IBM, LinkedIn, Microsoft, Twitter, and Walmart are all exploring and in some cases have already put in place apprenticeship programs for careers in tech. It basically offers a new way for Americans without a college degree or other tech experience on the job to get the training they need for these types of tech jobs. And they don't have to go back to school and take on major debt to do it. It's meant to help address a shortage of skilled workers in a fast-growing part of the economy, while also helping diversify workforces and give more opportunities to local communities. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. I am so glad you're here. As always, you can find the links and sources for the stories mentioned in this episode right in today's episode description in your app or at thenewsworthy.com under the Episodes tab. The Newsworthy is here for you every weekday by 4 in the morning, so we'll chat again tomorrow. Have a great day.